Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson says he's tired of the negative talk about morale. He tells the House Subcommittee on Government Operations, one of the ways you improve morale is to stop continually telling my workforce you've got lousy morale. He said a plan is underway and things are getting better. Still, Homeland Security sits on the bottom of the list of agencies in terms of employee engagement and morale. John Palguda is Vice President for Policy at the Partnership for Public Service. He's examined all of this. He joins me now with his take. John, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
So I was surprised to see Jay Johnson kind of shoot back at Congress saying, stop harping on this because maybe that is the cause of morale. Is that possible that saying morale is bad repeatedly makes it so?
Well, I don't think it necessarily helps. There's what we know about employee satisfaction, morale, is that there's rarely one single cause. But yes, accentuating the negative, is not necessarily going to make an improvement. Unless there's nothing at all positive to say about the organization, but in the case of Homeland Security, that's clearly not the case. So, and your colleague Francis Rose has a column on federalnewsradio.com. There's the idea that a worst places to work hotline is maybe the right idea, but the wrong question. So, I think there's something to this notion of if you're not where you want to be as an organization in terms of employee engagement, employee satisfaction. How do you turn things around? How do you make an improvement? And certainly, common sense, just going around telling everybody or employees telling one another, wow, this place really is not a great place to work. I don't see how you get better from that dynamic. But fortunately, what we know is that there are things that organizations can do to become a better place to work. People may not remember, but the Department of Transportation in 2009 was ranked 30th out of 30 large agencies on our Best Places to Work rankings. They were ranked below Department of Homeland Security. Today, they're ranked number 8. In 2 different years, they were the most improved large agency. So the question then, I think, Tom, becomes, so rather than talking about the problem, what can people do to address the issues and to become a better place to work? And I think in that regard, there's actually 6 things, as it turns out, that folks can do.
And I have a feeling you're going to tell us what they are.
I am. So first of all, you have to get behind the numbers and understand really what's going on. You can ask employees. You can do focus groups. Look at the different subcomponents in your organization. Homeland Security, they have subcomponents like the Coast Guard, where over 2/3, 66% of employees are saying positive things about their satisfaction, et cetera. But you have other parts in Homeland Security where it's like 1/3. So what's the difference? So you want to understand what's going on, what seems to be the causes here. That's number one. Number two, having some sense perhaps of what's going on, and maybe part of it is, everybody's beating up on you. But ask employees for their help. And you have to be sincere in this. It's just, it can't be just mouthing the words. So ask employees for their help in addressing the problems, building on what's working well. Every federal government organization has things that are working very well. They're accomplishing the mission. Focus on that, build upon that, but then also look at what may not be going as well and ask employees for their help in figuring out how to improve the work environment as a way of improving mission accomplishment.
So
and if
you
have an employee union, you want to partner with your union.
Sure. So if the survey is the wholesale view, then maybe talking to people is the retail view of this
Absolutely,
problem.
Tom. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So number three is once you have a sense from your employees about what's really going on and where do we have opportunities to improve, number three is follow through. You got to take action, let employees know what you're doing. You can go for the quick wins, not ignoring the heavier lifts and the longer-term changes and objectives. Ray LaHood at Department of Transportation in 2009 laid out a long-term strategy, and it took them 4 years to get to where they are now. But you know, it was consistent. But they did fast things too. What can we do now to make some improvements? Let employees know what's going on. That's number three. Number four, Tom, remind employees not only of the value of the mission, but how their efforts contribute to that mission. Homeland Security has an extremely important mission to all of us. And yes, government employees do not get a lot of love from outside their organization. If they do the job and nothing bad happens, people assume that's the way it's supposed to be. So I think leadership has to celebrate success, and the love has to come in part from within. Let employees know when they've done a good job, when things are going well, and certainly if there's an opportunity to improve, you let them know that you're focused on that as well. That's number four. Number five is this is a long-term effort. And think an organization to improve, become a best place to work, truly has to commit to that long-term effort. And if it's a culture change, and we've seen culture change go both ways, strong cultures become not so strong and vice versa. And you have to know that change happens over a period of time. It's not necessarily going to happen in 6 to 12 months, but it can definitely happen over a period of a few years. I liken it to diet and exercise. People want to talk about getting healthier and say, well, okay, diet and exercise will help. How long do I have to do that? Well, like forever?
Right.
So that's number five. And finally, the last thing I would offer in terms of going from a not as good a place to work as you want to a best place to work is you got to invest in your folks. And this really starts with hiring the right people, onboarding well during that first year, providing training and development, giving employees the tools they need to get the job done right, and giving them managers and supervisors that know how to manage and supervise. There's a return on that investment. Yeah, it costs a little bit more, developing rather than not developing your employees, but there's a return on investment, and that return is at a more effective and efficient workplace.
John Palguda is Vice President for Policy at the Partnership for Public Service. And John, I guess, the other question here is, especially in the case of Homeland Security, you don't have a single unified department, maybe on Nebraska Avenue where the headquarters are, but everybody else considers themselves in a particular component. And maybe if you look at it from the component level, the picture is a little different.
Oh, it is very different. As I said, you have organizations in Homeland Security with a best places score of 75, which means 75% of employees gave favorable responses to our core questions, and you have other subcomponents with a score of 35. Homeland Security started as a conglomeration of 22 separate departments and agencies coming into one organization, and it's tough. It's a massive operation. So I think, you work within the components, but then you also have to take the enterprise-wide view, which obviously Secretary Johnson is doing, and saying, okay, look, we're Secret Service, we're Transportation Security Administration, we're Immigration and Customs Enforcement, we're a bunch of different things, but we're also the Department of Homeland Security. There are folks, Tom, that call for DHS to be broken up
unravel the whole thing again.
Yeah, and I don't think that's the answer. Sure. That would be moving deck chairs. So I think you got to focus on, the subcomponents, but also, how do you make it all work together? The bottom line is this is not about happy employees. It's about an effective and efficient government organization.
Well, John, let me ask you one more question, too. Sure. I mean, people leave jobs or they dislike jobs, at least the surveys I've read or the studies, not because of the job, but because of the supervisor. Many cases, the result of a supervisor is that people don't feel empowered to be able to do their jobs. Now, you can't give people, nobody has total authority over anything. But isn't it true that the quality of supervision has a big part in the satisfaction you're going to get from the rank and file?
it has a huge part to play, Tom. And that's why I said when I talked about the last of six things, invest employees, one of the investments you make is in making sure you've got, you know, you're selecting people into supervisory jobs who are well positioned for that, but also you train and develop those supervisors. It's a huge element.
So in the meantime, focus on the 6 points and stop talking about how bad it is and start doing something, I guess is a good way to summarize it.
Absolutely, Tom. And also look at what's going right, because even in Homeland Security, in Homeland Security, there's an awful lot that's going right. And let's not forget that.
All right. John Palguta is Vice President for Policy at the Partnership for Public Service. As always, thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Tom.